The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Imagine passing through time as a thief and a rebel and a criminal. A thief lives as if time is not a gift. The thief wastes time, takes time for granted, and seizes what doesn't belong to him. A rebel thinks that the days are just what I fill with my self-will. The days are empty and void until I determine what they are. A criminal lives as if there is no sonship or daughterhood in this world. A criminal lives as an orphan and a bastard. No brothers, no sisters, only partners in crime. And at the end of the criminal's life, there is judgment and pain and irredeemable loss. Imagine living that life. And then all of a sudden, there's the King. He's right next to us. He's suffering with us. He's bearing the burden of our sins and failures, of our whole wasted life up to this moment. He's wearing a crown of thorns. His royal hands and royal feet are nailed. His heart ready to be pierced. And as we thieves, rebels, criminals all, look at him, we see him look at us with love. This love that gets transferred into our heart, and before we know it, we're saying, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom." and the Lord of the universe, God in our flesh, says to us today, today you will be with me in paradise. Not simply the yesterday that you wasted and seems to be gone, not even the sum total of all the yesterdays since the foundation of the world. Today, today I will give you paradise. I will give you the redemption of yesterday. I will bless in advance tomorrow and the day after and the day after. What does the risen Lord say in the book of Revelation, the apocalypse, the unveiling? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. What does the church sing at the great Easter vigil, but that all time, all ages belong to him? And my brothers and sisters, today, paradise comes to us in three ways. First, the Christmas book of St. Vincent's has arrived early. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, even in November. We'll pass this out at the Christmas vigil, but for you, today, this book, A Year of Daily Offerings, is the antidote to thievery and rebellion and criminality. Every single day of the year can be received in a new way through the meditations given in this book. Each day is given a single page, and the grace that's appropriate to the day, whether it's an event in the Lord's life or in the life of his mother, the first one to accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior, whether it's the day on which a particular saint has gone to meet the Lord, and we get to claim the graces the Lord gave to that person. Every day moving forward is blessed. The children are crying out. They want this book. They are yearning for meaning. They don't even have a vocabulary. You can read to them this book so that they know that in baptism, they're adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Their crying is harmonized before the throne. Take as many of these books as you want. Those who are visiting, never pass up anything free. Take, take and read. It's all for you. It's all for you. The second proposal to claim paradise today. I have been waiting my whole life to give this gift. The 24 plus years of my priesthood, I have been waiting for this parish liturgical calendar. And thanks to the creativity of our staff, it now exists. The baby has arrived. This is the best calendar ever produced in Christendom. You be the judge if I exaggerate. If there's a better one out there, you bring it to me because we will make next year's even better. This is the church's whole liturgical year that is arranging time around Christ rather than Christ arranging himself around the days and weeks and months. Some of the pages will be a single week long, like Holy Week, in preparation for Easter. Some of the pages will be longer than a month, what we call ordinary time. This is meant to bring paradise to where we live. And the spiritual exercise for this week is just to hold the calendar. Again, you could take it. Those of you who are visiting, more Catholic swag. Just take it home. Study it. And carry it around and just read the first pages before Advent. The calendar starts next weekend, the first Sunday of Advent. The church's time is running out this week so that the new year can run in the week to come. But do not put this up this week. Do not. Carry it with you. Put it by your bedside. Put it at the breakfast table. Read the pre-Advent pages. It starts with a visual of Christ the King, the Lord of time, with a phrase that I've shared with you from a Kentucky farmer, Wendell Berry. It's easy for me to imagine that the next great division of the world will be between people who wish to live as creatures and people who wish to live as machines. My brothers and sisters, all the mechanisms that we own, that seem to own us, that calculate time, they do not create time. They are not the masters of our time. Time is a creature from God rather than a creation of man. And we are meant to be free. On the next pre-Advent page, all the different ways this calendar can help us. Seven in all. I've already given the first one, claiming the grace of each day for what it is and offering it back to God. But this calendar is going to help us learn what Christian feasting looks like rather than just secular party blowouts with its regrets. This calendar is going to help us grow in Christian fasting, not as a drudgery, but for our thriving. This calendar is going to help us set aside the time for contemplative prayer that we need to live, especially prayer at our oratory, where we worship and adore the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until He comes again. This calendar can help us in the conversion of our life through sacramental confession, receiving the gift of the Lord's mercy as He entrusted it to His apostles and their successors to our very day. This calendar can help us remember the days in which the Lord has come into our own life personally, the anniversaries of birth and death, the anniversaries of our baptism, for example, of marriage, of all the other consecrations that mark those days forever as sources of grace for us. And finally, this calendar can help us in our long-term planning so that we're not just lurching from day to day or holiday season to holiday season. The world doesn't even know whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas yet or what. Which brings us to the next pre-Advent page. Oh, my friends, all of the spiritual exercises, the principal ones that we've been living at St. Vincent's all these years, they're on a single page. We could look at them and not be intimidated by them. We could study them for our planning ahead. This is amazing. This is like going to Calvary, up to the cross of Jesus, like it was a maple tree, putting a tap in it, and getting maple syrup. This is the distillation, the sweetness. This is powerful. Do not attempt to read this in one sitting. You may need to wear glasses, sunglasses, because the glory of God shining on this may cause retinal damage if you don't. The next week, read it, pray it, and then next Sunday we hang it up and we prepare for Advent. But wait, the final proposal, not just the book, not just the calendar. Today is the paradise day for 12 in our midst who have received baptism in other Christian traditions, who have been moved by the Holy Spirit to present themselves for full communion in Christ's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Each one of these 12 is a miracle of grace. For the 12, you know, the Lord's been accompanying you your whole life long. He's known you and cherished you from before the foundation of the world. And this great healing of the Lord's body, because all of us, in one way or another, are children of divorce, we inherit these divisions that we ourselves didn't create. These 12 are going to allow the Lord to bring this healing into their own lives, which is going to be a blessing on their family and friends. And it will also bring more people to receive this gift. This is an awesome thing. And to think that on Calvary, the Lord foresaw this day in looking at the good thief. He has looked at each of us and all of us together and has promised and delivers that today we will be with him in paradise.